Jackson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. Has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you. But the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via the Galaxy 25 satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number three, the third and final hour of the show, Govern America. It's nice to have you with us as we continue to document our crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual sovereignty, and it continues to be the 29th of August, 2009. Interesting article appeared in the Independent out of the UK back in 2000. It says therapists seek help to handle multiple stalkers. They say as many as one in five therapists and counselors whose job is to solve the problems of others has become the victim of stalkers, research by psychologists suggests. Some therapists have several stalkers at once, sending them letters, phoning them up to 200 times a day, or trying to contact them on the Internet. But most of the therapists want to keep the stalking secret because of the effects the exposure might have on them and their clients. And that was according to psychologists at Manchester Metropolitan University. They have set up anti-stalking Internet websites for therapists and other victims. They say our research suggests between 10 and 20% of therapists are stalked in some fashion. That was Dr. Holmes talking. He continued by saying that may be because their clients are more likely to be erotomatic with delusions that the therapist is in love with them, obsessional and disordered individuals who are obviously more predisposed to stalking than the general population. Anyway, so apparently therapists are having problems with stalkers is another one here I have to share with you. And this is comes from ABC News, dated July 4th, 2008. Microwave ray gun controls crowds with noise. A U.S. company claims it is ready to build a microwave ray gun able to beam sounds directly into people's heads. The device, dubbed MedUSA, or Mob Excess Deterrent Using Silent Audio, exploits the microwave audio effect in which short microwave pulses rapidly heat tissue, causing a shockwave inside the skull that can be detected by the ears. A series of pulses can be transmitted to produce recognizable sounds. The device is aimed for military or crowd control applications, but may have other uses, they say. In a moment, we're going to take a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking with Eleanor White, because some of those other uses, according to, I think she would contend, and I think other people would as well, who are familiar with organized stalking, these types of systems can be used to literally drive people crazy, to make people go off the deep end, in other words. There's a lot of tactics for mind control and psychological operations when an enemy is targeted that can be used against an enemy. We're going to explore these things when we come back from the break with Eleanor White. Stay with us, folks. This is Govern America. We'll be back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-790-6293. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 1-800-790-6293. That's 1-800-790-6293.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
All right, we're back, folks. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, Eleanor White is a retired engineer, an activist, and a writer who has been working for over 20 years to expose the crime of organized stalking. She's been in contact with numerous victims since 1996, and she's the author of an electronic book entitled Organized Stalking, A Target's View, which is available from her website free of charge. Her website is multistalkervictims.org. It's linked up with ours at governamerica.com, multistalkervictims.org. And Eleanor, we're pleased to have you joining us today on Govern America.
Good morning, Darren. Glad to be with you.
You were a victim of these kinds of tactics, weren't you? Isn't that how you got involved in all this?
Yes, indeed, I was, and I have been for 29 years, and I'm not the longest.
You're saying your situation, the harassment continued for 29 years?
Yes, it still continues. Some of us date back into the 40-year bracket.
Wow. What kinds of things are we talking about here when we talk about organized stalking?
Well, organized stalking itself is the surveillance and harassment of a designated target by stalkers who are members of groups. And these groups are networked throughout the industrialized nations of the world. In other words, you can't move to get away from it. To all appearances, it seems to be the updated version of what used to be Hitler's brown shirts. In other words, thugs with some sort of an overall political motive, who are used to keep people in line, make sure dissenters are neutralized. And in this day and age, they've taken on kind of a sleek, invisible method of operation where they do their work by imitating life's normal breaks. In other words, you might get blocked into your parking spot by somebody who parked across your parking space at the supermarket and then left their car there one time. Mm-hmm. But for organized stalking targets, something of that nature happens every single day, and it includes various electronic means of causing you serious discomfort in your own home. So that in a nutshell, is what organized stalking is all about.
So we're talking about, you know, instances of minor annoyances in certain cases. You mentioned being blocked in with your car and not being able to go anywhere at a parking spot or whatever. But there are other things that these people do, aren't there?
Oh, yes. It escalates from there. I just wanted to give a quick encapsulation of the difference between or everyday breaks of life that happen once in a great while versus when they start happening every day. They totally ruin your life, and one of their methods is to destroy your reputation. And they do that by circulating rumors through your community and in your workplace that you have a criminal past. And their ultimate criminal past weapon is to declare you are a pedophile. They use this on women as well as men. And it is no longer a case of the target being a nobody. Once such rumors are circulated, you become a very high-profile person within your community and workplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we're going to talk in a moment here, hopefully, about who these people are. But once a rumor is circulated about a certain individual, it would seem like the whole community would be taking part, in a sense, in the stalking, even if they're not a part of the plot. They're going to look at these people differently and probably treat them differently, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
So, I mean, I've read some of your materials, and you were talking about how, you know, somebody will be in a restaurant and they're being treated rudely by the waitressing staff or whatever. I mean, a rumor, you know, somebody just whispers something in their ear and say, you see that guy over there or that woman over there? You know, well, they did this or they did that. You know, I mean, instantly you're going to have a situation where the whole attitude is going to change. In fact, you might be asked to leave. Who are these people, Eleanor? How do these I'm trying to avoid using the word gangs. How are these groups organized? Who organizes them? Who recruits them? How does this all take place?
Well, the closest we have come to that is a report by private investigator David Lawson, who wrote a book called Terrorist Stalking in America shortly after 9/11. And in his spare time, he infiltrated some of these stalking groups throughout the United States and up here in Canada as well. And what he found was that he could get no hard information above the local level, that the top supervisor in each location uses various ways to keep at arm's length from the membership. And these leaders with a shadowy past claim affiliation with intelligence agencies where it's impossible to get any verification.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't really know above the local level who is doing this. However, let me say this. the full range of their criminal acts is denied seamlessly by every level of government in every country. They won't even discuss it seriously. Police refuse to even make written reports which would go on record. So it is clear that there is some sort, some type of government complicity in this. This is to some extent reminiscent of COINTELPRO, which was a similar program taking place back in the 1960s and 70s.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, and the COINTELPRO is, for those listeners that don't know, is the, you know, where they infiltrated the various groups that they believe to be problematic, right?
Yes. There are differences, though. In under COINTELPRO, they targeted people who were embarrassing the powers that be, who were resisting the Vietnam War. In the case of organized stalking, the stalkers have gone far beyond just people who are whistleblowers and activists. About 70% of us have no conceivable reason why we would be targeted.
That was going to be my next question.
This new version is different than COINTELPRO in that sense.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. How are the victims chosen? So you're saying that they really, we really don't know that?
Well, no, I would estimate it, and this is my estimate after 13 years of interacting with other targets. My estimate is that about 30% of targets have some idea why they were chosen, and that can range from things like they were a whistleblower, a few were criminals, of course. But not only that, they're activists. They might be involved in a hostile dispute over an inheritance. They might be involved in a high-stakes divorce. So about 30% of people have some idea how they were enrolled in this program. The other 70% don't, as best I can estimate. But there are two different aspects of why you're being stalked. One is, what got you enrolled in it in the first place? And the other aspect is, why would strangers keep it up for the rest of your life, which is approximately what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And there are two different sets of reasons altogether. The private detective David Lawson discovered that a lot of the reason why was the lies being told about the target. And since many of the harassers in your community are rotated in and out of your life, they don't get a chance to observe you long enough to know that these lies are in fact lies. So that's one reason. Another big one is the feeling of belonging, the feeling that you're serving your community by keeping criminals in line, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So that briefly is some of the answer as to why.
Now, you said these people ruin your life. I want to come back to some of the techniques that they use, because I want to try to give people a picture of just how bad this really is. You know, what we're talking about, you mentioned the blocking in of people, but there have been other cases, other instances of people, finding dead animals on their doorstep, gangs of people in the street looking at you in various things. In many cases, they keep their activities somewhat subtle, so you can't really ever nail them down to the authorities when you go and try to report this stuff, right?
Well, that's right. The stalking laws require that a perpetrator repeat. And so as long as these groups, which can number hundreds of people, are rotated in and out of your case, you can't point to someone and say, that person did such and such two or three times.
Okay, hold it right there, Eleanor. We've got to take another break here. Folks, her website is multistalkervictims.org, www.multistalkervictims.org. We have to take a break. We'll be back with Eleanor White. And your phone calls are welcome. 800-313-9443. We'll be back here in a moment.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation Techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Visiting with Eleanor White, she's talking about multi-stalker victim crimes, organized stalking, and Eleanor, you said this is a worldwide problem, right?
That is correct.
So many, some of these victims have actually went from place to place, and their stalkers are followed. So this, you know, I don't think anybody can really grasp the magnitude of something like that, being followed from place to place, state to state, sometimes country to country, and having this problem continue wherever they go.
Well, Darren, it's not quite true that they're followed. What happens is that there are these groups exist everywhere throughout the industrialized world, and a new group will pick you up when you move or travel.
How are they able to keep it all together in terms of the organizational thing?
Well, this is why we call it organized stalking and why we suspect, and that's all we can say truthfully at the moment, we suspect that the governments of the world are involved in this.
Mm-hmm. So this appears to be definitely a covert psychological operation going on behind the scenes, involving a lot of different people from various communities. You know, I don't know if you're familiar at all with the community-oriented policing services, Eleanor, but a part of this is a program that they had. I know they tested it in Seattle, called Weed and Seed. Are you familiar at all with that?
Yes, I am, and our membership is as well.
Does this tie in at all with that?
Well, it's we haven't been able to prove that any given weed and seed operation or any similar group like Citizens on Patrol has actually officially undertaken organized stalking. However, the mindset is there, and we suspect that such groups probably have members in their roster who are inclined towards doing organized stalking, thinking they want to do extra for the community.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you deal with people, you know, victims? Because, I mean, I'm sure you would recognize there are people who are really delusional out there. I mean, there are really people who are really paranoid and they imagine things. Obviously, a lot of the people that are really, all the people that are really genuinely victimized are not imagining it. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do this show, is to call attention to this so that those people have a voice. But how do you separate fact from fiction? How do you separate a genuine victim from someone who may be really delusional?
Well, it's not hard when you've been in this for a long time, because you basically listen to their what they say, and you can fairly quickly separate out those who may be imagining it. But let me say this, I've been in it a long time, and so have others, and as best we old hands can determine, there is no greater occurrence of mental illness in our group than in the general population.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things that being thrust into total harassment by members of your community, while the police and the medical establishment tell you you're crazy, does, is it makes you do things that look crazy. So it's important for anyone who is talking to one of our members to understand that any normal person who is mentally healthy is going to behave in ways that would be looked on as crazy if they weren't being stalked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, some of the things that you're talking about here that they do certainly would make people crazy. You know, I want to come back to some of the things that they do. I printed out some of this stuff from your website here. It says, symptoms of organized stalking. You find that all your family, friendship, and business relationships are going sour, and you have done nothing to cause this. You find that accidental blocking of you, as you mentioned that earlier, accidental blocking, it becomes an everyday thing. You find financial transactions, purchases, mailing things or receiving things in the mail or by courier seem to have lots of problems, more so than in the past. Telephones frequently have static or tones or echoes. You have lots of wrong number calls. You find that you're having trouble staying asleep at night, possibly waking up at exactly the same time every night, knocking on your door but finding no one there. Neighbors seem to be able to see through walls shown by sounds from them, which follow you. Repeated evidence of break-ins, small-scale thefts and sabotage both at home and at work. Postal and electronic mail are often delayed or in some cases blocked. Postal mail from your box is strewn around and damaged. Tradesmen always seem to have trouble with any work you hire them to do. They make a mess, are late, overcharge, and in some cases even cause damage to other things not originally needing work. You seem to attract crazy drivers on the road, more so than in the past. Automobile repairs often result in other things being broken, which were not when the car went to the shop. You seem to have much more trouble with noisy neighbors than before this stalking started, such as door slamming in apartment buildings, or oddly timed use of leaf blowers in detached housing neighborhoods. You find strange synchronicities, such as a neighbor who starts leaving for work at exactly the same time you do, over and over, happening frequently. You find kids of all ages often doing annoying things at a much higher rate than before. You find dirt and food spots showing up on your home. A lot of these cases involve home invasions. So when we come back, we'll continue more of this. But I just want to give people an idea of what we're talking about here. Our guest is Eleanor White, multistalkervictims.org. We'll continue our discussion here in a moment, folks, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth. Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com today.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. GovernAmerica.com is the website for the show, and Eleanor's website is multistalkervictims.org. Highly encourage you to go there, check out her ebook that she has written. It's at the top of the page, and it's got all the background information that you need to get up to speed on this issue, because a lot more people are being targeted by this kind, these kinds of techniques, aren't they, Eleanor?
20 Patriot show hosts. Let me say that again because I don't think I was fully in there. 20 Patriot show hosts have reported either privately or on the air that they are getting some of these assaults.
Uh-huh. So basically people who are organized in the truth movement, getting the truth out about some of this government corruption, they're prime targets, aren't they?
Well, they seem to be. However, one thing we notice is that the Patriot show hosts are not getting the full weight of these crimes. They're only getting a sampling, and that's probably because they can do damage with their microphone.
Mm-hmm. Now, these stalkers, in many cases, they don't really know that. I mean, how many people are we talking here in a particular group? Are we talking 100?
Well, if you're asking about the stalking group, David Lawson found that 100 and up was not uncommon. These
wow.
are large groups.
So we could literally, I mean, we're talking about thousands of people that are being involved in these types of activities, you know, well, worldwide, I guess, right?
Yes, and they think they're doing community service because they're kept ignorant by rotating among the different targets in each area.
Well, that's just amazing. Now, are some of these people actually paid to do what they do? Or do we know?
According to David Lawson, there is sort of a limited pay scale. It's not very much, and often it's in the form of barter. However, let me say this. Some of the most invasive attacks come from people who hold jobs in government and the utilities. For example, a telephone technician who is already on the job and already in the dial office can harass you as part of his paid work. And this is very common, and this is true with city workers, and it's true with many tradesmen as well. These
mm-hmm.
people are given the word that you are a bad person for such and such a reason, and then as part of their paid work, they dole out some very serious harassment.
You know, Eleanor, I remember one time years ago, I picked up the phone, and there was no dial tone on the phone, and I thought maybe somebody had called, and the phone just hadn't rang yet. You know, sometimes you can pick up the phone, and just before that, the phone started ringing, and there was a man on the other end who claimed he was from the phone company, and he was working on the line. You know, and I would imagine that was probably just something that just happened, but these are the kind of things that other people who are victims of these kind of techniques, you know, this would be a red flag for them, wouldn't it?
Well, yes, it's all about how often it happens. I mean, if it only happens once in a great while, it's probably not organized stalking. The organized stalkers plan it so you have at least one and usually several assaults picked from a large master menu, and they try as much as possible not to repeat each individual assault type too often because they are sensitive to being exposed.
Mm-hmm.
And if they repeat things, that can lead to their being exposed.
Is it possible for a victim to have been victimized by these techniques and not know it?
Well, yes. It took me 16 years before I understood what was going on. I thought I had just contracted the worst luck in the universe. And then I came across an article by former U.S. Army intelligence officer Julianne McKinney, who outlined this harassment, which she had been having even longer than I had. And it was that article that finally woke me up. These are deliberate events. But, yes, there are many people who haven't connected the dots yet because, again, the nature of the activity is always taken from normal, everyday problems, which are repeated much more often than you would get if you were not being harassed.
Mm-hmm. Now, how often does this center around the workplace?
Well, always. If you're working, you will be harassed on the workplace. So there's no escaping these people. They will laugh at you at your workplace, if you're out in the woods camping, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, remember, these people believe that you are deserving of it, and they're doing community service, so they're very enthusiastic.
Yeah. Are victims generally men or women, or is it pretty much evenly divided among genders?
Well, many of our members tend to think that it's about 60% women and 40% men. I don't have a clear indication on that. I know there are lots of each.
Mm-hmm. This is just an astounding problem, and yet, so why do you think so few people are actually aware of this? I mean, you mentioned authorities; their response has pretty much been to look the other way. The person who is the victim is routinely treated like they're delusional. What do we do about this?
Well, we educate the public. That's my feeling. If the public were educated as to this crime, officials could no longer ignore it, you know, without appearing to be what they are, which is crooked. Fortunately, in 2006, some statistics finally emerged from official justice system records showing that in the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom, it's clear that something like one stalking case out of every eight stalking cases is group stalking. And with those official statistics, we can probably begin to break the ice a little bit. Unfortunately, many of our members are so they're kind of blown away by the experience that they don't have their normal laid-back critical thinking abilities they used to have before they were targets, and they don't pick up on some of this really good evidence. That evidence, by the way, is in the booklet, Organized Stalking, A Target's View. And if you don't remember the long link, multistalkervictims.org, just type into Google the file name, which is short. It's OSATV. That's Oscar Sierra Alpha Tango Victor, OSATV.pdf. And Google will take you to one of the many copies. There are quite a few of them around.
How long has this been going on, Eleanor?
Well, as I say, Army Intelligence Officer Julianne McKinney's harassment started probably around 1960.
And you've said that secrecy involved surrounding this whole thing. This is really what makes it work, right?
Well, sure. That's why I say if the public understood this crime was happening, the officials could no longer cover it up. And so my effort is on educating the public. And one of my main activities is trying to coach our membership on just how to reduce the amount of truth that you tell a first contact, unaware member of the public. What they tend to do is they blast the members of the public with every single detail of this horrible crime, and the public just runs away. They don't want to hear about it, and they can easily write that person off as crazy. Our best weapon is learning to whittle things down so you start with the thin edge of the wedge.
Talk a little bit about stalking by proxy and, you know, the difference between what is stalking by proxy and what's the difference between that and organized stalking?
Well, stalking by proxy is recognized by the social science community. It's when a single stalker who is a nutcase, who is perhaps amorously attached to their victim, when they recruit helpers. And we are not targeted by rejected lovers. We're targeted for reasons which have nothing to do with a single stalker. On day one, when we began to be stalked, it was a whole group. We've never been stalked with a single stalker.
Now, it seems like I remember reading an article where it said something like 40% of victims said their friends or family members had actually been involved in their stalking. Was that in your report?
I don't recall that, but there's a lot of material on the web, and I don't keep my my materials memorized, unfortunately.
Yeah, I understand.
Yes, a lot of people find that their family members are involved, and David Lawson's investigation described that the lies can quite easily convert many family members into being stalkers.
That's just, you know, that seems incredible that the people that would know you best would be able to turn against you like that. But basically what we're talking about here generally is low-level acquaintances, right?
Well, no, even moms and dads, you have to remember that not every family is completely free of, dislikes for the other. And so if the child is already somewhat disliked by the parents and they hear a lie about their behavior, well, they're likely to believe the lie.
Okay, let's talk about the electronic harassment that goes on here, because I mentioned in that list of things I read earlier that there are sounds that follow you through the house and this kind of thing. To what degree can they tamper with you electronically?
Well, probably the most invasive thing is what's called voice-to-skull, and that is the transmission of a voice which appears to be originating either in your skull or very close to it by using pulsed microwave signals. That's been doable and it not even classified for the past 34 years.
Mm-hmm.
That was demonstrated back in 1973 by a Dr. Joseph Sharp using a 1,000-watt pulse-generating transmitter owned by Dr. I think it's James Lin, L-I-N, of the University of Chicago. And that information is included in my osatv.pdf booklet, including some diagrams and pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And that can target you through any wall that is not conductive, and many walls are not conductive. And there is also the criminal use of the same through-wall radar that you encounter at airports. That equipment can be used by criminals to monitor you in your home or apartment. And so it's fairly easy to aim a voice-to-skull transmitter at you while you move about your home, and most disturbingly, while you're in bed, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Another really bad one is the use of a pulsed radio signal at a different frequency to either keep you awake at night or cause you to fall asleep on the job at work. If a good shooting angle can be had by concealed equipment. That technology goes way back. It goes back before the Korean War. It was an old medical device called the LIDA machine, L-I-D-A. And it's very simple. The LIDA machine just operates on the same principle as rocking a baby to sleep or shaking someone awake. The rate at which the pulses are sent at the target, if it's very slow, it acts like rocking you to sleep. If it's very quick, it acts like shaking you awake. And a lot of our targets report severe interference with their sleep, and I've encountered that a lot in my 29 years.
Hmm. What other, are there any other forms? I mean, I guess we mentioned, the phone thing with interruption of phone conversations and interception of emails and this kind of thing. Are there any other electronic means of tampering or harassment that people undergo?
Well, there are a lot of them. There are just one other weapon that's worth mentioning. Thugs can weaponize a microwave oven by putting a sheet metal horn on it, taking the case off and fitting it with a sheet metal horn and aim it at you through the wall, and that can cause things like asthma, cataracts, headaches, memory loss, early Alzheimer's, bad dreams, depression, fatigue, concentration loss, appetite loss, heart and blood pressure problems, and cancer. That's all from a weaponized microwave oven, which is commonly available to anyone.
Well, I know in television, I work in the broadcast industry, Eleanor, and we use these microwave transmitters for live shots on remote. The news department would go out in a certain place, and microwave transmitters would be used to send the signal from the remote, from the field back to the station live. But you're talking about stuff that people can adapt from just using an ordinary microwave. This is all very disturbing stuff. And as far as this through the wall technology, I remember reading some years ago that in New York City, I believe it was, they had something, some kind of promotional thing set up for the movie industry, and it was a targeted thing where they had that, they were beaming sound directly into people's skull as they walked down the sidewalk. I don't know if you've ever seen that or not. That was several years ago, I think, that they put that news report out, and that was out there in the mainstream media.
Yes, that's called acoustic heterodyning, in which they send out two ultrasound beams that when the beams hit something solid, they will dump ordinary audible sound at that spot. That isn't really suitable for through-the-wall harassment, because if you aim it at a wall, the sound is dumped at the outside of the wall. That's quite different from microwave voice to skull, which can get you right in your own skull in the privacy of your house.
Okay, hold it right there. We got one final break to take, and we have a few minutes on the other side. 800-313-9443. The website, multistalkervictims.org. That's www.multistalkervictims.org. Stay with us, folks. Final segment straight ahead.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Nutrients 21 brings you this flu preparedness update. Research indicates that while certain vitamins can boost your immunity, the most important role is that specific vitamins appear to help modulate your immune system response and prevent a cytokine storm. Cytokines are part of your immune response to a viral attack. A cytokine storm is an explosive reaction of your immune system to pathogens, and it can be as deadly as the flu. The high flu fatality rate among young people with strong immune systems is usually attributed to cytokine storms. Taking the right vitamins in the right amount is critical to developing a modulated response to a viral attack. At Nutrients 21, we have formulated the world's most advanced immune system supplement, and it's called Ultra Immunity. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. Ultra Immunity provides the critical amount of vitamins needed to maintain a strong, balanced immune system. For full details on this survival supplement, visit ultraimmunity.com. That's ultraimmunity.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Okay, we have a few minutes left here. We're visiting with Eleanor White today, multistalkervictims.org. Ladies and gentlemen, is the website. It's linked up with ours at governedamerica.com. Eleanor, I appreciate you being on the show today because this is a vital topic, and I'd like to have you come back, you know, at a later date and talk some more about this, because I do think that people need to be aware that these kinds of techniques are going on, and apparently this is growing, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Darren, and I'm very grateful that you're having me on here. Our membership is really kind of distraught that the Patriot movement doesn't seem to see this crime as important. They don't mention it. Yours is the first call in a long time. Mm. This is just as important as Hitler's brown shirts.
Yeah.
And it's going to be used, and already is, to silence dissent. And so this crime should be right out there with the others as far as we're concerned.
Well, I think a lot of the things that go on with the administration, with the daily assaults that happen on the population, I think sometimes the daily news cycle tends to overshadow, you know, an issue like this, which can very easily be put on the back burner. But what we have to realize is these tactics, if you know, are being used against people, and not everyone that goes through this, you know, is crazy, even though that's going to be the way they're characterized. So the more people that are aware of this kind of stuff, the less those that are really victims of this type of thing will be victimized. What do you recommend in terms of action other than just educating the general population? Do you think they should print out your ebook maybe and take it to the law enforcement officials, or do you think they would get anywhere with that?
Well, I think that might be helpful. It would be helpful if the person taking it to law enforcement is not a target, because once you're a target, they just write you off as a nutcase. And in fact, Darren, those statistics which show one stalking case in eight is by a group, that shows that the police know full well that we're telling the truth. Otherwise, those statistics wouldn't be there. They come from their own records.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you say you're a target, you're going to be shunned. But if people who were not targets were to take a copy of that book and give it to their local sheriff, perhaps that could help quite a bit.
Yeah. Have certain people who are targets who went to the authorities and tried to report these activities, have they been forced into the psychotherapy, haven't they?
Quite a few of our members have. I was lucky. I survived a psychiatric squad raid on my apartment because I had enough facts at my fingertips and I could talk about them calmly for an hour. And this crew departed without taking me with them. But a lot of our members are dragged into mental hospital, yes.
Hmm. Do you think there's anything we can do legislatively, or does it require more people being aware before we try to enact something that route?
Absolutely. The one most important legislative thing that needs to happen is for the stalking laws, which came into existence in the early 90s, be amended to include stalking by groups. Without that, the laws are very easy for the police to circumvent, even though the statistics show they are actually applying the law to some group stalking cases now.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. We're just about out of time, Eleanor, but God bless you. I appreciate your work. And give your website one more time for the listeners.
Multi-stalker victims with an S on the end, .org. And God bless and keep you, Darren. You've been doing great work for many years.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, Eleanor. And people can join your group, right?
Go Berkey.